If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
A lot of executive orders signed today at the White House regarding AI, artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence takes big data centers, many of them being built in the state of Illinois. Mark Zuckerberg has made some financial contributions to entities in Illinois that indicate he has interest, of course, in building in this state as well. Jim Chilson is the communications director of the Citizens Utility Board. And as a result of these AI centers being built, the headlines in the newspaper this week said that bills that we get from ComEd are going to remain high, meaning we're paying for them, Jim? Are we paying for the building of these?
Well, definitely not for the necessarily for the building of them, but for the demand in electricity that has gone up as a result of these data centers. Yeah, this is a painful summer for ComEd customers. Not only are they paying that higher price for electricity, but they're also using a lot more electricity because of extreme heat. So bills have gone through the roof. We've known this for about a year, that electricity price was going to go up for ComEd on June 1st, and it went up about 45%. And this is all connected to a part of our electricity price called capacity cost. It's hidden on our bill. It's a part of the price for electricity, and that has gone through the roof because of a special auction that prices capacity, and it's run by PGM Interconnection, which is this power grid operator, and that has gone through the roof. Now, ComEd said that bills are going to go up on average about $11 per month because of this increase in the electricity price. But obviously, because of the heat wave in June, ComEd said in the Tribune this week that prices actually went up, or the bills actually went up on average about $67 from May to June. So, you know, when you have extreme heat like this, it absolutely blows up any type of average like that, and customers are feeling the pain. And as you said, they held another capacity auction and announced the results this week, and that means that not only are we going to be paying high ComEd bills this summer, but we're going to be paying high ComEd bills next summer.
Yeah. And they're high. I mean, look at today. Look at yesterday. The heat wave in June really it pales in comparison to what we've experienced the past few days.
Right.
And of course, it varies. Is the Citizens Utility Board watching what is happening with AI and the build out of data centers and the impact they have? Not only, I mean, you're in electricity, that's what you do. Water is a whole nother issue. Has that been at the top of your to-do list of things to watch and keep an eye on?
Absolutely. I mean, we're talking about the supply portion of bills. The delivery portion of bills is the other side, and that's when we fight ComEd rate hikes. But there's a lot of work to do on the supply part of the bills. And I mentioned that the thing that's so maddening about this is that this price spike, it was completely preventable. This one and the one that's going to happen next year, is that this is largely due to poor policy from this organization that hardly anybody has heard of. I mean, there's probably a lot of your listeners have never heard of PJM Interconnection, but they're this power grid operator for a power grid that stretches from northern Illinois across a dozen states all the way to the eastern seaboard. They have a huge impact on the prices of electricity for 67 million customers, including the 4 million customers for ComEd. And so we have been working for years now to try to fix their policy, because what happens is too often, and we're seeing what happens here, the way they run these capacity auctions. And this is basically capacity is reserve power. We're basically paying big power generators to have enough power on hand, you know, in the future if demand goes through the roof. So an afternoon like this when we got a heat wave, everybody's cranking up their air conditioners, factories are humming, you need to have enough electricity on hand. And we're paying actually for electricity we may use in the future. That's capacity, and it's this key part of the supply. But too often the way they run these capacity auction, PJM does, it favors big payouts to these power generators who, believe me, are laughing all the way to the bank as we pay these high power bills. ComEd is not profiting off this supply price spike. They're supposed to pass those costs on to customers with no markup. But the big power generators, meaning these big companies that own power plants and sell the electricity to ComEd, they're making out very nicely this summer as we pay these higher bills. But, you know, the big issue with PJM is that they have absolutely dragged their feet on connecting new, more modern, like wind, solar, and battery projects that could help bring down these prices. There's plenty of projects waiting to be connected to the power grid that could bring down these prices. And PJM is one of the worst in the country, probably the worst in the country, for connecting these projects to the grid. So that's where we've been working, is we've actually got people dedicated to advocating for better policy. Now, it's just going to become a bigger and bigger issue. And, you know, it's not just the PJM issue. Also, we've passed a lot of great legislation in Springfield. We need to continue to pass good legislation in Springfield. We need to make sure that we're not we have enough power. That's a PJM issue, to have enough power on hand to meet this rising demand, but also that when they build these data centers, that, you know, we're not that they bring their own power and they pay for it too, and they don't make customers unreasonably shoulder those costs. So there's a lot of work to do on both the state level and the national and the regional level. But, you know, we tried to pass the Clean and Reliable Grid Affordability Act in the last session. We weren't able to do that. That's going to be at the top of the agenda in the years to come, is to pass strong clean energy legislation to build off all the good work we've done in the past.
Yeah, because this is one of my concerns. Mark Zuckerberg's company has secured a 20-year agreement with Constellation Energy to purchase the entire output of the Clinton Clean Energy Center. That's a nuclear power plant in Illinois. Mm-hmm. That facility generates 1.12 gigawatts of baseload nuclear power. They said that's enough to power a million homes. And the deal ensures the continued operation of the plant even after the expiration of its state subsidy. We don't have time to pay attention to this. Folks trying to go to work, raise their kids, pay their bills every day, and we've got to rely on our state legislators to keep an eye on it, even our county boards, right? And people in smaller towns that are trying to make a decision whether the jobs that it'll provide will outweigh the resources it will take up.
You're right. This is a growing issue. It's why we need, you know, clean energy legislation passed in Springfield. It's why we need PJM to clean up its act and you know, start getting more of this energy that's been waiting in line connected to the grid. The solutions are out there. The solutions are out there, and these data centers are a major issue. But the biggest issue is PJM's poor policy and their lack of, you know, just reacting to this issue of these data centers. These data centers aren't going away.
Nope.
This is going to continue to be an issue, and we got to keep fighting the good fight, you know, for consumers. It used to be, when I first came to CUP, we were, you know, fighting here in the state of Illinois, you know, to fight ComEd rate hikes and things like that. You know, the work of a consumer advocate is much wider now. We've got to do the work on a regional level and a national level, because what happens in other states will impact us, and we're seeing that with these high capacity prices. So, you know, it's hard. It's really hard. We've talked to a lot of consumers who said, you know, I'm dealing with these incredibly high bills. I don't know what to do. And that just shows that, you know, it's got to motivate everybody that we've got to work for better legislation in Springfield, or to build off the clean energy legislation we've already passed, but also work to reform PJM.
Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate what you and everybody at the Citizens Utility Board does. Thanks for joining us, Jim.